from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This doesn't feel good, Paul. It feels the opposite of that. It feels bad. I don't want the Pirates to slip away. I feel like I'm on the ground and they're flying away on a hot air balloon, and I'm reaching up trying to keep them tethered to the earth here. And there they go. It feels horrible. So my question is, how long do they stay relevant? We know what I mean by relevant.
Right.
How long are they a topic on the radio? How long are they for you guys out there, you know, a must-see proposition, other than when Skeens pitches, right, of course. Like, how long do they stay relevant?
I would say if they come back...
till Labor Day?
I would say if they come back from this road trip and they go 1-5 or something like that, probably that's how long. Like, would that be a bummer,
mid-August?
Yeah, I just don't think there's going to be that much excitement at that point. If you go like 1-5 or something... You know, you're already 4.5 games out. You go 1-5 or something, you get to like 6-7 games out of the wild card with 4 or 5 teams ahead of you. I just don't know that people are going to be all that excited about it, especially if Bednar's on the DL. You know what I mean? If Domingo Germán is in your rotation now. There's a lot of ways it could go really south really fast.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. Where, if you see any hope, where do you see hope that this could turn back the other way? For me, I see it in your next two starting pitchers.
I mean, yeah. But that's the problem. You win those two games, okay? Get back to 500, but then you've got 4 more games on the road against good teams. I mean, the good thing is the Dodgers haven't played, you know, super great lately.
No.
But.
And here's the other thing,
that's
Paul.
That's all relative.
For as much of a constant, never-ending groin kick that this has been, the Pirates can absolutely play with these teams.
Every
game with the Diamondbacks and Padres, they should be winning the game.
They've proven that. But here's the thing. How confident are you that they can finish games?
Not.
When you've got your closer compromised, your stud, you know, reliever guy or whatever, he's on the DL. I mean, really, and I said this a couple days ago, it's really probably time to flip-flop Bednar and Chapman, because Chapman's been really, really good.
I agree with you.
People would say, well, what happens if Bednar will just stink in the eighth? But the difference is, you can bring Chapman in. if Bednar walks two guys to start the eighth, you can bring Chapman in, as opposed to he's already been used. So now you have to go to, who did they go to, Nicholas or whatever.
You know what was big? Yesterday. What was the Majinski injury?
Yes.
He was throwing the ball pretty well. I know he had his moments too, but they, you know, all of them do. That's a tough life out of the bullpen. You just can't have it day after day in the middle of a pennant race here.
Right.
You can't have your closer giving away two consecutive ninth inning leads to the team you're chasing. Walking people, hits, everything. And you can't have Holderman lose, let me count them now, in the last 10 days, one, two, three, four games in a row is what he lost on his personal
ledger.
Right,
but think about it. A lot of the optimism that we had about this team was because of the five starters they had and their bullpen.
I said coming out of the All-Star break that I didn't think any team in baseball from their number one starter to the end of their bullpen was going to have better pitching down the stretch than the Pirates. And I don't think that was a crazy statement.
No.
I don't.
But I mean, like I said, you know, the Dodgers have lost what? What is this here? 7 out of 11?
Yeah.
So, you know, they haven't been great.
They lose Majinski, Paul. Listen to this guy from July in like, I don't know, 10 appearances, I think. 9 appearances. 9 2/3 innings, 2 earned runs, 9 strikeouts, and a 1.88 ERA. Last month, or the month before that in June, 16 innings, 2 earned runs, a 1.08. This dude was a stud and a huge loss for them. And then Holderman falls apart. And then Bednar falls apart. And then the other guys stink in the bullpen. It has crushed the team.
Right.
They've gotten enough offense. They have. There are certain situations that have been baffling offensively when they're trying to make comebacks after they lose leads. But you know what? They've overcome leads. They've banged the ball around.
Right. That's the other thing. I mean, if you look at it, the Padres games, okay, they got shut out the first night, but they lost. They scored 8 and they scored 6. The Diamondbacks games, they scored 5 in the one and 8 in the other.
Yes.
I mean, in April and May, if they scored 8, 5, 8, 6, they're 4-0 in those games in April and May.
So if you told me, yeah, they're going to take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers and Padres, no, I'm not surprised by that. They're basically a 500 team since they came back from the All-Star game. They're 8-10, whatever, a game under 500. They're basically a 500 team. They could easily be 14-4. If their bullpen had even performed average, they'd be like 13-5. But I guess my overall point is, if you're desperate for a silver lining, and I certainly am, they're proving they can clearly play with these teams.
Right.
They
absolutely
can. So therefore, do they have one more run left in them? Here's my next question. Will the Pirates spend one more day this whole season above 500, Paul?
No.
I
don't think so. Because I think they're going to come back from this road trip and they're going to be, you know, four, maybe five games under 500. And I just think that's going to be tough for them to overcome.
Will they finish in last place in the division? They're a half game up on the Cubs and Reds.
No,
right
I
now.
Think them and the Cubs and the Reds will all be down at the bottom. But I think the Pirates will just eke out those two. I think the Pirates are going to finish. You know, it's funny. I said at the start of this thing, 78 wins. Then they got really good, and I said, maybe I should modify it to 84. I really feel like 78 is probably the right number.
You know what the game is that killed them? The game that killed them was going against Valdez in Houston when they jump out to a 4-0 lead.
Yes.
Michael A. Taylor's on fire. It's a tape measure home run, and they blow it. And they blow that lead.
Right.
That was a chance to sweep, to go to 56-53. And that was the game, the first time Holderman, that was the first of his 4 straight losses. That game really stands out. I'm trying to remember what happened later on. I don't know. This could be a Paul pause as I go.
Yes.
And look up the stats from that game, which I...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Holderman comes in and immediately gives up a home run to make it 5-4. How many home runs are just going to feel like kicks to the gut? I mean, how many times has this happened?
Yeah, for real. I mean, that's been a big thing.
That one felt like it turned the tide on the Pirates. They had three errors that day. Then we came back and it was the over-caffeinated Cruz game where he was running to the outfield wall to make catches from his shortstop position. And single-handedly, wait, was this the same game? Single-handedly lost them a game.
Yeah. I think that really the game that...
This was the same game.
Yeah.
This was the over-caffeinated Cruz game.
That game hurt, but the next night, Josh Bell hitting the ball 103 mile an hour over the
I can live with that more than I can live with my shortstop running out to left field and cutting in front.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Throws he made that. And it was ridiculous what happened that night. Mm. That night killed them.
Yeah, it did. That was a bad night. But I think the next night, basically, you know, you get down 5-0 because it's batting practice.
And then they overcame it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a gripe with my friend Destiny's Child that game. He wrote in the Post-Gazette that the start by Ortiz that day, whatever day that was, they fell behind like 4-0 or 5-0, proved to be insurmountable. No, it didn't. They surmounted it. They, in every literal sense, surmounted it because they took the lead. With McCutchen, remember up on he dived into home plate. They had the replay. He was deemed safe. Then he's on the top of the dugout waving the rally towel. All hell was breaking loose, and they still lose that one. They still lose because of their crappy bullpen. And I never thought it would be like this. And it's depressing right now, Paul.
Yeah.
And there they are up in the hot air balloon. They're waving to us. They're disappearing into the clouds. Say goodbye to the Pirates, Paul.
Well,
Say goodbye.
Again.
Look, there's old Heller waving down from the hot air balloon. Go ahead, say goodbye to him.
They've got Keller and Skeens the next 2 days.
Okay? I know.
If they're able to win these next 2 days and get back to 500.
Yeah.
Then at least they'll be, you know, still somewhat relevant again next week.
They need a hero in the bullpen.
Right.
They need someone we didn't expect. Maybe it'll be old Heller. You have confidence in him?
No, I don't at all.
Pirato said this is an opportunity for him to whittle down his 49.5 ERA.
Well, yeah, okay.
And that's my other question. Does old Heller leave Pittsburgh this season with an ERA under 30?
Well, here's the thing. He's only going to pitch like one inning here and one inning there. It's going to be hard for him if he gives up a run or two. You know what I mean? I'm going to say he does.
I'm depressed about this. This became appointment viewing. It hasn't been boring, if you're looking for the other silver lining.
It has not been boring.
It's been riveting.
Yesterday was the first day since training camp opened the first day since training camp opened.
Yeah.
That he led with the Steelers.
I know.
Has that ever happened before?
No. Well, back in 13, probably. In 14, but this is just...
This is a disaster.
This is 11 and 12 all over again. It's the Pirates getting everybody pumped and excited, and then not just like struggling or not just sort of kind of falling a couple games out. It feels like they're completely imploding. You remember those collapses were historic in nature in 2011 and 12. They lost every game. And this is starting to feel the same. So it's time for Mitch Keller and Skeens to put an end to it.
And maybe this is like the 2012, where...
It leads to 13?
It leads to, you know what I mean? Next year, it leads to 13. But one of the things that, you know, I would have to worry about a little bit... Rowdy Tellez and Aroldis Chapman have been two of your best players the last 3 months, or two and a half, 3 months.
Yeah.
And you're probably not going to have either one of them next year. So there's going to be take a few steps back, but this has to be the offseason.
Overall, though, Tellez, he better be replaceable. How bad is he in the field the last couple games?
I would also say this. For all we talk about Rowdy Tellez, okay, and I think that sometimes you get caught up in the, sort of the moment. I mean, he's still a guy that's under 700.
Okay? I know. Yes. I know.
You know what I mean?
He was so bad. He was scorching hot in July and August, and he couldn't get back over 700.
I mean, at the end of the day, and I of course I always like to make fun of WAR, but he's a negative WAR player still.
Yeah. What does he have? Like, how many homers? Nine? Seven?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Nine. And so, you know, let's say if we play that out, that gives him what, maybe 15, 16 for the season?
Yeah.
You know, certainly not the 30 they were hoping they were going to get from him.
Well, let's ask Bob Walk about all of this, shall we, Paul?
Yes, we shall.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.